The VA hospitals in Middle Tennessee have added a new layer of infection control, germ-zapping robots. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the technology is being implemented throughout the VA, which has become an unexpected leader in the healthcare industry's fight against drug-resistant superbugs.
The cleaning staff rolls a waist-high robot by the hospital bed after the linens have already been stripped between patients. Then they prepare the room.
So things like drawers and cabinets and things of that nature. You want to open up everything so that we can expose all those surfaces.
Gary McCarthy is the chief of environmental management services at the VA system in Middle Tennessee. He says the technician leaves the room and the robot goes to work. A lantern emerges from the top of the machine. Pulsed xenon ultraviolet light blasts the germs for 5 minutes. The light shuts down before the staff comes back in. With two robots at the Nashville VA and another pair at the Murfreesboro campus, the machines hit roughly 27 rooms a day. They start at $100,000 apiece. But McCarthy says it's well worth the cost given the potential for preventing just one of the 75,000 hospital infection deaths in the U.S. each year.
It's inevitable that somebody will acquire a hospital-acquired infection, but the goal is to try to minimize that as much as possible.
While the VA gets dinged for patient wait times and its bureaucratic headaches, the Mammoth Veteran Hospital System gets a gold star for infection control. Studies in recent years from the CDC have found that the VA is more aggressive and more successful at controlling infection rates than the nation's other large hospital chains. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.